This is John Brandler from Brandler Galleries, who's one of the sponsors here at Phoenix FM. Now, John, I know you're looking for two particular things today, aren't you?
I am.
Well, tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, well, one of the things is I'm looking for charities because, as a business, we're asked all the time if we can supply things to charities.
Okay.
And it's developed into that we now supply a lot of charities with artwork when they have an event.
Yep.
Golf day, dinner dance, pitch and shoot, all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
They get their supporters in a mellow mood. They give them something. They give them a nice morning. They give them a nice meal. And then they do a charity auction. And we supply the artwork for the charity auctions.
Oh, right. That's
if it doesn't sell, they just give it back to me. So there's no downside for them at all.
Okay.
Sometimes a company will buy a piece of artwork and give it to the charity.
Yeah.
So if they buy something from me for £700 and it sells for £5,000, they get the kudos of giving them £5,000, not
£700. Yeah.
Other times we just supply the artwork and the charity makes all the money. If it doesn't make money, it doesn't cost the charity anything to do it, which is important. Whereas some companies work on anything up to 90, 95% of all the money received, because that's their business. My business is selling art, but it's a way I can support charities without bankrupting myself.
I'm sure there's going to be loads of charities. We'll give a telephone number and a web address at the end of this.
We did one recently with you.
Yeah.
And with Snap, and they did quite well out of it. But it's a way that if they're having a dinner dance, for instance, it's more interesting.
Oh, it's fantastic.
If it's a Banksy, a Damien.
Yeah, that's
right. It's like having a football at your table.
Yeah, of course it is.
That's what I
thought. Of
course
it is. And you're actually looking for a venue for a Banksy exhibition as well, aren't you?
I want to bring street art to Brentwood.
Yeah, good idea.
We have pieces on loan in Venice, Rome, New York, but none locally.
Right, okay.
So, you know, it's crazy. I've got all this Banksy artwork and similar artists.
Yeah.
Connaught Brothers, My Dog Size, Pure Evil, etc. And people in other cities all around the world want to see it.
Yeah.
Well, there should be somewhere here in Brentwood that I can
see. Yeah, there should be. That would be nice to wander around a little art gallery.
You know, it needs a lot of space.
Mm.
It needs more organisation than I can provide, because if anybody's been in my gallery, they'll know it doesn't look like an operating theatre.
Yes, I've got an office like that. You
know, but it's friendly. You know, people come in, they have a cup of coffee, and then we might talk about art. I try, in my business, I don't sell art.
Okay.
I tell people about it. If they want to buy it, that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, some of us can remember the encyclopedia salesman and the Hoover salesman. They sold you something.
Yeah, they did. It was hard to get rid of.
Auntie Wainwright. Auntie Wainwright.
Yeah.
I'm the exact opposite. So people come in. I've got people coming from Coventry down today. They're coming down. They're going to have a cup of coffee. They'll chat. It'll be about a second visit. And they might buy something. They might not. But they'll go away thinking about something.
Of course they will.
That's what I want.
And
it's
nice to look at good art anyway. It's lovely.
You know, I want people to go out the door coveting what they've got in their hands, not thinking, oh my God, how did he sell it to me?
Yeah.
So that's what I want to do. But the main thing is I'd like to get, you know, we've got some big blank walls in Brentwood.
Yeah.
Let's put some good artists on
them. I'd quite agree with you.
Nobody's financial gain, but it'll make the town in itself better. We're only 20 minutes from Liverpool Street.
Yeah, yeah.
So people will get on the train and come down and visit Brentwood as a tourist attraction.
They are. Yeah, yeah.
You know, we've lost the tourism with Fords of Europe. You know, people came from all over the world to work there or to have meetings because of Fords of Europe.
Yeah, yeah.
We haven't got that anymore. I've got all this stuff sitting in storage.
So just to recap, you're looking for a venue for a Banksy exhibition.
Yep.
That would bring
250,000 visitors a year to the
town. Fantastic. And you're looking for charities that need help, possibly with an evening that they're putting on, that they're auctioning off stuff. Yeah?
Basildon Council are talking about doing the exhibition there, and they're looking between 250,000 and 500,000 visitors a year.
Wow. Now, if anybody's listening right now and they want to get in contact with you with one of these things you've just mentioned, how can they do it? A website?
I've got a gallery at corner of Alfred Road and Copfield Road, next to the Spread Eagle Pub.
Okay.
I've got a website, which is Brandler Galleries. Nothing like
.co.uk or
.com.
.com.
Just type in Brandler. You'll
BrandlerGalleries.com. Okay.
Brandler, anything like that.
And a telephone number?
01277, the Brentwood number, 01277. 222269.
Brilliant. John, thank you so much for coming in. I'm sure we can find you some help.
That would be brilliant.